Bible reading number 90, Numbers 14, verses 36 through 45. Slow learners. So the men whom Moses had sent to explore the land returned. They spread their complaints against God to the whole community, and they gave a false, discouraging report about the land of Canaan. Therefore the Always Present One killed those 10 men with a terrible disease in his presence. They had given such a false, misleading report about the land. Out of those 12 men who went to explore the land, only 2 did not die. They were Joshua, the son of Nun, and Caleb, the son of Jephunneh. When Moses told these things to all the Israelites, they were very sad. They wept. Early the next morning they started to go toward the high hill country. They admitted, "We have sinned. Look, we're here. We will go wherever the Always Present One tells us to go." But Moses said, "Why are you still violating the Always Present One's command? You will not succeed. Do not go up. The Always Present One is not with you. You will be defeated by your enemies. The Amalekites and the Canaanites will face you, and they will kill you with their swords. Why? Because you have already turned away from the Always Present One. You are not following him anymore. The Always Present One will not be with you." Nevertheless, they were stubborn. They went on up to the high hill country, but Moses and the holy chest of the covenant of Yahweh did not leave the middle of the camp. Then the Amalekites and the Canaanites who lived in those mountains came down and they attacked the Israelites. They beat the Israelites back all the way to Hormah.